Welcome back to the Daily Report, brought to you by the COVID-19 Literature Surveillance Team.
We are your hosts, Will Smith
and Jasmine Robb,
bringing you the highlights from our newest report. The report for December 29th, 2020.
Understanding the pathology. SARS-CoV-2 infection likely triggers an autoimmune response. A case control study from Northern Italy found elevated inflammatory markers in autoantibodies, including ANA, ASCA-IgG, and anti-cardiolipin antibodies in 40 hospitalized COVID-19 patients when compared to healthy controls. These results add to the growing body of evidence suggesting the association of COVID-19 with autoimmune disease and inflammatory dysfunction. The author suggests utilizing these antibodies as prognosticating indicators, especially when considering treatment with plasma therapy.
Management. Is there an effect of artificial liver blood purification treatment on the survival of critically ill COVID-19 patients? A prospective study by multiple infectious disease centers in China investigated the efficacy of liver blood purification treatment on the survival of critical COVID-19 patients with serum inflammatory factors greater than or equal to 5 times the upper limit. A total of 101 critical COVID-19 patients were enrolled in the study and divided into either the treatment group or the control group. The authors demonstrated that artificial liver therapy clears inflammatory mediators through blocking the cytokine storm, thus preventing these cases from worsening any further and improving the survival rate.
Mental health and resilience needs. Mental health continues to take a toll approximately 35 days after hospitalization for COVID-19 infection. Investigators from the Hackensack Meridian School of Medicine and Hospital in New Jersey conducted a single-center prospective cohort study of 183 COVID-19 patients who were admitted to the Hackensack Meridian Hospital in order to identify persistent physical symptoms, psychological health, social relationships, and activities of daily living pertaining to their self-reported quality of life 35 days after hospital discharge. The results revealed that 16.9% of participants reported their mental health as poor or fair, impairing their daily living, physical and mental health, and quality of life, suggesting the importance of early intervention of both physical and mental symptoms, along with social support, as an essential part of full recovery from COVID-19.
That's all for today. Thanks for listening.
Continue to stay informed with us.
Read less, do more.
With COVID-19, LST.org.